I will start with a very German story. A story that you know, and before I get abstract, I will use this concrete story. After the fall of the wall, and this story became famous in Germany, that was the time when the reality of West Germany became the reality of for the whole of Germany. Bärbel Bohley, a human rights activist of former Germany, said, "We wanted rights and we got the rule of law." Was that a misunderstanding? Socialism had promised justice and capitalism brought about some victims like Bärbel Bohley, who claimed the right to compensation. The old Federal Republic of Germany, the West, didn't know what to do about it. It wasn't clear why the problems of East German regime critics should be a problem of the new common order. It was a totally different order anyway, an order that had never really and seriously promised justice to all its citizens. One could say on both sides of Germany, there were people with their own concept of rights. There was a conflict, a misunderstanding, and both sides claimed their rights to have justice. That is Hegel's definition of what is tragic. And this is something that makes it difficult to define justice. One can also say the whole discussion about whether justice is something universal or particular, whether there is some kind of justice that is applied everywhere, or if justice is always local. That is something that dissolves in this story I told you about. That was this discussion that brought together two different societies that had been separated for about 60 years. And in a way, they spoke the same language. They had the same traditions. They had the same culture that they shared. But in spite of that, those societies were separate. Or to say it in simple words, in a very small, tiny space of Germany, there was no common concept of justice. And if there's no such thing as a common concept of justice in Germany, how can we have a universal one? When we looked at the practice, one will immediately see that justice is always a kind of negotiation process, and it is always difficult to negotiate the universal things. For a lawyer, and I am here as a lawyer, that's good news. Because the concept of justice is something that lawyers find it very difficult to handle, and it's always difficult to talk about justice. Justice seems to be too much of a good thing. It's not differentiated enough. It is not detailed enough. It does not focus on singular problems. It's too much claims, too much morals, too much utopia, too much concepts. You can like justice, and every one of us, of course, has a kind of warm feeling when he hears the word, he or she hears the word, hears the word justice, but we do not know what to do about it. There were hundreds of years when we discussed justice in the West. We went back to the old Greek philosophy, to Plato, Sophocles, but it doesn't get us anywhere. It was never clear what it is all about. In the languages of the West, in German, in English, in French, in Italian, in the Roman languages, the Anglo-Saxon languages, the Germanic languages, justice, interestingly enough, is always institutionally linked. The word justice in German includes the word law. Just, fair, always has something to do with the German word Gericht, which is court. In the Roman and Anglo-Saxon languages, we have justice, and justice also means the institution of justice, an apparatus, a judicial and institutionalized apparatus. That brings about maybe alienation, maybe equality. Lots of decisions are taken there to solve quantitatively many cases that might be not satisfying and unjust in individual cases, but can be solved on the macro level. So the concept as such comes from the Latin tradition. And it is always a term, has always been a term that has something to do with the institutionalized law, the institutionalized world, the organization, justice as an authority. But the term justice also goes beyond institutions, and it's interesting how you can play with the term justice in the English or French languages when you talk about justitia, justice. So it's a careful concept because it always includes the institutions, but it's also a term that never satisfies because it blurs the boundaries between what is and how we operate things and what it all means. It's a term that describes a status quo and at the same time describes a surplus. When you try to think this term in a positive light, then one can say it is fair, it is just that this or that happens. That seems to be self-empowered. And to a certain degree, it seems difficult to say that. If you use the word justice, you are making a kind of promise that is very difficult to fulfill. Justice always must rely on a common concept of how things should be, how everything should be, the organization of justice and this surplus that can never be reached. And it's overtaxing everyone who tries to bring justice. We always have to look at a world where we never know for sure which parts of the world do work, which parts do not work. We have to have a society of justice where police is never brutal, judges are never corrupt, public administration solves all the problems. So this positive claim to justice means you have to destroy things that have worked quite well before that. One can say in a world where legality maybe works more or less, then the claim to legitimacy or justice is always a claim that might be impossible to achieve. So the term justice, when we use it carefully, is always a conservative term. It reminds us of the fact that the things we want to say may have a price. It's different when we say this is unjust. Criticism is always more modest than affirmation. Criticism can relate to something. Something that people have complained about. Seeing that something is unjust means to observe a social process, a decision taken by the government that made people unhappy. And people complain about it, and one can objectivize these claims, these problems. And when we say something is just, is fair, then this is not so modest because the process as is either fair, then we do not have to say it is fair, or we have some criticism. Criticizing something we observe always means we have to apply a certain degree of modesty to what we think. We all remember situations and cases where we were absolutely clear immediately that there is something going on that is not fair, that is not just. Oftentimes, we can always explain that on a rational basis. We can think about how to tackle this problem, how to overcome this injustice. For justice, it's not so clear. It's not so evident what's just and what is not. Many things that are unjust really are evident and can be easily seen. We have a sense of injustice. We have a feeling for injustice. And feeling is not the opposite of rationale. A feeling is a condensed impression. We see when something doesn't seem right, doesn't fit in. We feel uncomfortable with certain decisions. We can articulate this feeling of discomfort. And this is something we don't have when we look at justice. So the problem of justice, and this brings me back to my beginning, is not a question of universalism. There is no such thing as universal justice that is applicable everywhere. Justice always has local connections, local links. But the problem rather is, how do we deal with our small feelings, intuitions of injustice that we see on a day-to-day basis? How do we relate that to other feelings where we do not see injustice, where we do not have the impression that something is wrong, where we are more or less happy and satisfied with the social practice? What are the consequences when we intervene in injustice in those cases? What do we do with a case that we don't like when we know that this individual case, if it looked differently, it might be seen as less unjust? What do we do with our personal experience when we relate it to macro concepts? How can we make sure that we find formulations of justice that are applicable both to the small scale and the big scale levels? So the term injustice doesn't provide a solution. It's just an intuition. It's a kind of sense that we have, and we have it. And the universal idea that we have is we never know what will happen wherever we see justice or injustice.